It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Golden Girls, Betty White. And from Gimme a Break, Howard Morton. And the star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
There you go. Hi, thank you. Hello there. Come down. There you are. Howard. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, and welcome to Super Password. It's, as always, nice to have you with us and to have Betty and Howard as well. And backstage, just before we came out here, Betty told me a wonderful joke. I wish I could share it with you, but if you write...
I did no such of a... that's a terrible thing to say.
No, because Betty wouldn't do that. Actually, the way I hear it is that Randy backstage told Imee, and Imee told you, because Randy didn't have the guts to. That's what I heard. Is
Howard,
that true?
Howard brought it in, actually.
Is that your joke, Howard?
Yes. Oh.
It started with you. If you'd like a copy of that joke, please write the Merkle Press, care of Washington, D.C. How are you, gang? Everybody
just
okay?
Great. Everything? Thank you.
You've been over there a couple of times this week, have you not?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're sneaking up on it, aren't you?
I feel terrific.
Yeah, you're playing very well, as a matter of fact. What are you doing on the hiatus period? Excuse me for talking to
Howard.
That's
all right. You can't ask me how many times I've been over there. Go right ahead.
What are you doing before you go back to work on your show?
Digging stuff and planting stuff and that kind of stuff.
Digging stuff and planting stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think that's against the law, isn't it? I'm not sure. Oh, you mean flowers and things?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, and you like gardening? That's what you do.
I didn't know that I did, but I bought a house 2 years ago. And now I'm into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's nice. Actually.
Not very good at it, but I like it.
That's all right. Are you a planter and a?
I was a picker and arranger. Alan was the planter and the grower.
But, I see.
So I'm still picking and arranging. I have people in to do that now.
But you told me you were very busy, even though you weren't doing the show at the moment.
Well, I don't know where the hiatus has gone. When we got off March 1st, it looked like it was forever to when we went back to work, and it's suddenly upon us.
Yes.
It'll be fun, though. I'm glad.
Won't it be nice to go back and say,
yes,
here we are again, we get to do it some more?
And then we can do the show, too.
Yes, that too. Okay. You got to watch her. She's sneaky. Okay, we have Frank and Christy waiting to come on out here, so come on out, gang. Let's get rolling today, shall we?
Good to meet you.
Hi,
Christy. Hello, Frank. Nice to see you. All right, now, Christy, you're our champ, so we'll talk to you in a moment. Frank is back again. I remember when Frank was here before. Frank is back again. I don't know why. I was told that it was because of some difficulty, and we don't have to go into it. All I know is it wasn't my fault, and I don't care about anything else. If whatever happened, Frank, I'm glad you're back. So welcome again, and tell us about yourself, and you get another shot.
All right. I'm Frank Lee White, and my mother's name is Betty White. That's true.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's why he's back.
That's
why I'm back.
They knew you were going to be here, so they worked it out.
I was raised in San Luis Obispo, and I teach musical comedy to children, and I teach opera to adults.
Oh, I remember now. I remember very well. That's right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And good luck to you, Frank.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got another chance. Christy is our champion. She has $1,200 so far. And tell us once again, Christy, about you.
I'm Christy McClure. I'm from Eva Beach, Hawaii, where I live with my husband, Michael, who is a Navy helicopter pilot, currently deployed, and my daughter, Colleen, 2.5.
2.5. Colleen, yes, who is getting into everything.
Yes, and then some.
You told us the other day you've got your hands full, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, welcome to you. You've got your hands full here, too, as a matter of fact. Betty and Howard, given the clues, we're going to start off with a $100 puzzle. We are playing for $20,000 over there. Not bad, gang. Here we go. First word, please. Betty?
Slimy.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Okay, gang. What did you say, slidey?
I've been using that word all my life, and you know that's quite some time.
Yes.
I just can't believe that I've been
wrong. Yesterday. Slidey, is that the word? No, they're saying slidey is not a word.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Moving right along, Howard.
Slick.
Slippery.
That's right.
I'd have given you anything if you'd have said slidey again.
All right, we have slippery on the board, Christy. What could that be?
Grease?
Is it grease? Nope.
Greasy.
Nope. Next word, please. Slidey, eh?
Howard?
Level.
Flat.
Yes, very good clear.
Slippery and flat.
Complete Philadelphia.
Oil spill.
Is it an oil spill? No. Slippery and flat, eh? Okay, next word, please.
I don't know.
All right, Howard.
Lumber.
Wood.
Form of the word.
Wooden.
That's right.
Whoa. Took a chance and you got it.
Slippery, flat, and wooden, Christy.
Dutch shoes?
Is it Dutch shoes? Okay.
They're not flat.
Next word, please. Not often, no.
Sometimes.
All right, Howard.
Ship.
Boat.
That'll do it. Slippery, flat, wooden boat.
Canoe.
Is it a canoe?
No.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen a flat canoe. Okay. It's got to be someplace, though, doesn't it? I mean, it can't come to a point. Okay. Howard?
Ceiling?
Floor.
Yes, excellent. You've got every one of them. You know, we've got a chance to play. Nice going, gang. All right, we have slippery, flat, wooden, boat, and floor. Christy?
Well, but a Navy man, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, now it's your turn, Howard.
Is it a deck?
Is it a deck? Yes! I would venture to guess that you at home called your floor the deck, do you not?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes, okay, because a Navy man's got to say, you know.
Well, we refer to the second deck, you know, like the second floor.
Yes, right,
not
exactly.
That we have one.
Okay, no harm done.
But in a building, you know.
Yeah, if there was one, you'd call it,
I'm talking myself into major trouble.
You have $100, Christy. You're not talking yourself in trouble at all. We are, though. We'll be back in a moment. We have to break away. See you in a second. What did you say?
I can't tell you now because...
Oh, because we're back on the air?
Yes.
You said it right to me
Anne
and I didn't hear it.
Anne is listening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. You'll tell me later, right?
Sure.
Okay. $200 puzzle. Cash word is worth $3,000 today. It's getting up rather interesting. If you're ready to go, Frank and Christy, give them the clues. Let's do it, shall we? First word of the $200 puzzle. Frank?
Goofy.
Crazy.
Okay. Christy?
Zany.
Dopey.
All right, Frank.
Eccentric.
Daffy.
All right, fourth and final clue, Christy.
Quacky.
Hold it. Checking on to see if that is a word. Okay.
I had this duck. If he wasn't quacky,
no, it's not a word. Tried. Okay. Was that the fourth and final clue? We have to put the word on the board and nobody guesses. The word is wacky. And there it is. All right, next word, please, okay? If you're ready to go, nobody say anything. Bert? Okay. Okay. Frank?
Smith.
Name?
Christy?
Shirley...
Jones.
Yes, very good. Did you get it from over there?
Yeah. You said that so fast. Yeah.
Very good.
Wacky Jones. Howard?
Oh, it's me?
Yes, sir.
Wacky Jones.
Wacky and Jones. Okay. Next word, please. No, Rich doesn't know. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that. Christy?
50s?
60.
That's correct. Okay. You guys are playing awfully well. Wacky, Jones, and 60s. Howard?
It couldn't be.
No.
I don't.
I know exactly what you're thinking, and you're right, it couldn't be.
They wouldn't.
No, not...
Okay.
No.
Whew, what a relief.
Yes, I thought so, too. Next word, please. Okay, Christy.
Radio?
Television.
Yes, excellent, gang. Well, you're really knocking them off, I'll tell you that. Wacky, Jones, 60s, television, Howard.
I watch television. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Sorry, Christy.
Do you know Christy? Do you know Betty?
It couldn't be.
Well, I think
maybe it could.
I think it could be.
Maybe it
Frank,
could.
How about you? Do you know,
I don't
sir?
I think so.
All right, gang. I might be. Well, I think the three of us know, but we just aren't saying it. That's all. Next word, please. There it is, Christy. Last
trio?
Word.
Trio.
Quartet.
Correct. All right. There it is. That's the last word. Wacky Zone 60 Television Quartet. Howard?
All I can think of is Spike.
Is it Spike?
I know. Lady out there said, no, no.
Yeah, that hurts. Christy, what do you think?
I don't know. The Monkees?
Is it the Monkees? Yeah! I thought it was Spike Jones. What do I know? Okay. Christy has $300. You played that very well. They never really got a chance to get in the whole, either one of those words. Okay. We're going to break away, or we're going to play for the $3,000 cash word? We're going to break away, and then we'll come back, and then play for the $3,000 cash word. See you in a minute. Nice going. Okay. We're back. Christy is leading in this particular game, 300-0 for Frank at this point. But first time, correct? Your first magic toaster this week, isn't that right?
Yep, you got I don't want it.
Oh, no, Howard, I'm sorry. You don't have a choice, you see, because Christy wants it.
Okay.
There's $3,000 in this check right there. See that right there?
Uh-huh.
Three grand. Push that down, sir, if you will. There's the word. We'll show the folks at home what the cash word is for today, and you have three chances to communicate that to Christy. So we're ready for clue number one, if you are, please, sir.
Bus.
Greyhound.
Clue number two.
Change.
Station.
Third and final clue.
Paper.
Transfer.
Yes. Would you like to hand that to your partner?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect clue. Bus, change, paper. Perfect. That's the perfect way to do it.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay. Christy has $300 in this game. She also has an extra $3,000. Frank has yet to score. He will. We'll change partners and break away briefly and come back and go for the $20,000. Here we go. Okay. Here we go, gang. It's a $300 puzzle. Christy has $300 in this game. Frank, if you're going to catch up, this is the time because we're heading down the path towards $20,000. And if you're ready to go, Betty and Howard giving the clues this time. And here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. There it is. Howard, please.
Meat.
Beef.
Cutter.
Knife?
What did she say?
She said cutter. Howard?
Man. Butcher.
Correct. What's going on over there, gang? Okay, we have butcher on the board. Frank?
Is it... I can't... Al. Never mind, I know what I mean. Al. Is it Al?
Okay, is it Al?
What is that? Oh, Mel, anyway. I was thinking of
Mel. Well, that's close.
And he's not a butcher, so...
And he's not a butcher, but other than that...
Otherwise, it was perfect.
Very good guess. Next word, please. All right, Howard, continue if you will.
Cook.
Chef.
Correct. All right. Butcher and chef, Frank.
Is it... Professions?
Is it professions? Okay. Next word, please. Howard?
Chords.
Music.
Mm-hmm. Betty?
Twines.
Strings.
Yes, excellent. Very good. Even put the S on it. Butcher, chef, and strings for the game, Christy?
Twine.
Is it twine? No. Well, I have an idea. I suppose some of you do. Do you have an idea, Gene?
Yep.
You know what it is, Gene?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, next word, please. Ready?
Back. Front.
Yes. Butcher, chef, strings, and front. Christy, for the game.
Kitchen.
Is it kitchen? I think I know what it is. Now, seems to me I know what it is. Next word, please. Cloth.
Why did you do that?
Well, that's the first time in a year and a half. Now, really, Bobby, that's the first time I've ever done that. Really? Isn't it the first time? Honest to God, it's the first time. I hope it's the last time. You want to put it up there, gang? Put the, what? What was the puzzle? Okay, cloth. What's the answer? Anybody know it?
Apron.
Well, you all knew it, then what's the difference? It was no fun playing a game you all know the answer to, is it? Of course not. Let's get it. Well, you want to break away here? No, we're going to go on and play. You're going to make me die out here, aren't you? Okay, here comes a $300 puzzle.
How long have you been taping the show?
I can't believe I did that. Yes, I can.
Yes, you can. It happens to all of us.
Yeah, but it happens to me more often than it does to most people. It's the only problem. All right, here comes the first word again of the $300 puzzle. I'm so sorry, gang. All right, gang, here we go. Howard. Usually I give away the puzzle, not the word.
Kneeling.
Praying.
Okay. Betty?
Stooping. Bowing?
Oh, Howard.
Stooping.
Bending?
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
We have bending on the board, Frank.
Is it bow and arrow?
Is it bow and arrow? What was that? You weren't sure over there, Jeff? Oh, you stuttered. Okay, here we go. Next word, please. Zip, zip. Okay, Frank.
Oil.
Grease.
Yes. How did we get that? Without me saying exactly what it was. Bending and grease we have, Frank. You need this to stick around.
Lubricant.
Is it lubricant? Okay, next word, please. All right. Howard?
Mend.
So.
All right. Betty, get a chance to get in here.
Applique. Patch.
Yes.
Good job.
Bending, grease, and patch for the game, Christy.
Is it elbow?
Is it elbow? Yes. We'll congratulate our champion once again. We have to say goodbye to Frank again. Now, Frank, you didn't win any money this time, but the first time you were here, then something went wrong that time, too. We brought you back, and you won $5,300, so it's not so bad.
I'm happy.
Nice to see you again. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back to pay for $20,000 after this message. Right. Don't go away. Okay. I've done it again. I think my record has been pretty good lately, though, hasn't it? Really? I haven't given away the puzzle in a long time, so I decided not to give away the puzzle, just give away the word. And I knew I'd ruin it some way. I'd find a new way to wreck it. I'm terribly sorry, but everything worked out, I guess, hopefully for the best. And we thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye.